The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the crowds, "When you see a cloud rising in the west, you say immediately that it is going to rain, and so it does. And when you notice that the wind is blowing from the south, you say that it is going to be hot, and so it is. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and sky. Why do you not know how to interpret the present time? Why do you not judge for yourselves what is right? If you are to go with your opponent before a magistrate, make an effort to settle the matter on the way. Otherwise, your opponent will turn you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the constable, and the constable throw you into prison. I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. So I've got my cell phone out because I'm going to be recording the homily, so don't think I'm, you know, checking my phone or doing anything weird, all right? But first of all, it is cool being with all of you guys, so I'm always happy to be with the resurrection students, and looks like a good group. Right? I don't know if you were paying attention in the first reading. It was from this letter of St. Paul to the Romans, and St. Paul said something that I'll bet everybody in this church can agree with, probably something we have all experienced. St. Paul, and remember, St. Paul is like one of the holiest people that ever lived. He was like, that's why we call him St. Paul, right? St. Paul was saying, "I find myself, I want to do the will of God, I want to make Jesus happy, I want to be holy, and I keep messing up." How many people, raise your hand if you ever feel like you have wanted to be holy, or you wanted to do God's will, or you wanted like to make mom and dad happy, and nonetheless you find yourself doing bad things. Has anyone ever done that? The rest of you are asleep. Everybody here has done that, I promise you, okay? I promise you, everybody does that. That's what it means, that's part of being human. We all mess up. And St. Paul was saying, what am I gonna do? Because here I am, wanting to try to do good things, wanting to try to be holy, wanting to try to be nice to people, and I get grumpy. And, you know, like, let's put it into your terms. I get grumpy, or I don't, when my mom and dad ask me to clean my room, and I don't want to clean my room, and I put it off. Mom and dad tell me to go to bed, I don't want to go to bed, I want to watch, sit up and watch stuff, or whatever. I'm in school, and somebody I don't like comes up, and I don't want to be nice to the person, so I'm not. We all do those kind of things. And St. Paul is saying, okay, if I want to be holy and I keep messing up like that, what am I going to do about it? Well, it reminds me of a movie, and this movie probably came out right around when you guys were born, so it's already really old. How many of you guys have heard of a movie called Logan? Nobody. Ooh, one. Okay, a couple of people. Logan. Well, you guys, okay. How many of you guys know who the Wolverine is? He's a superhero, right? Okay, well, Logan was the Wolverine. Okay, you can put your hands down. The Wolverine, his character, like his real name was supposed to be a guy named Logan, right? He was not born Wolverine. His parents did not baptize him and say, "I baptize you, Wolverine, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit." No, they said, "Your name is Logan." And then later on, when he got his superpowers, he became the Wolverine, and he had these big claws that would come out, and everything is really cool. Okay? So the last of the Wolverine movies that came out was called Logan. And they wanted to make sure, I guess, nobody else made another movie, so they made sure that in the end of the movie, the Wolverine died. Oh, horrible, right? But in this movie, it's like the Wolverine's already kind of getting old, and he's losing his superpowers. He's still got some. He can still beat up like a normal person, but he's not as super as he used to be. And it's the whole challenge. How am I gonna deal with this big last challenge when I'm running out of battery? It's like my superpowers are starting to disappear. And one of the solutions was, there was this one green liquid that you could like inject into him, and it would like make his superpowers full power again. But the problem was, it's, you know, it doesn't last very long. He sticks it in him, and now he's like full power and able to go and do Wolverine things. But it maybe lasts an hour or so, and then he starts fading again. Okay? Well, I think that's a good analogy for us. It's a good image for us. Each one of us, when God originally made Adam and Eve way back in the very beginning, the original man and woman, he gave us like superpowers. We didn't have claws that came out so we could kill people like the Wolverine does. But he gave us superpowers so that we could be like super holy, so that we could be super virtuous. We could be, if you want, heroic in the way we behave. We could be like angels in the way that we behave. And the original man and woman were like that until they messed up. And ever since then, you and I have been dealing with the consequences, right? So what happens is, we're like Logan. We are made to be like superheroes, but we find ourselves kind of... But just like Logan had that green stuff that he could stick into him, he could take a needle full of that and jab it in him, and it would make him full power again. You and I have something similar. You know what that is? Nobody knows. Yes. But... No? You raise your hand, you're supposed to... Okay, what do you think?
God's
what? God's talent. Actually, that is a totally awesome answer. If you were to replace the word talent for, say, God's grace, you would be totally right. Okay, you can put your hands down. What it is God himself. God wants to give us his grace, which is basically when Jesus lives inside of us. Whenever you and I pray, because we got baptized, the minute you and I got baptized, God started living inside of us. You and I have God inside of us. And anytime you and I do anything that, like holy, like we pray or we go to mass or we try to be obedient or we try to love people or anything like that, anytime we do anything that makes us holy, it's like we're building up that grace of God in our hearts, and it's like we're getting another shot in the arm of the green juice, right? Except it's green juice that makes us holy instead of makes us into Wolverine. And real soon, I know you guys haven't received First Communion yet, have you? So, one has? Okay, a couple of you have. A few of you have. Okay. Okay, this half has, this half is about to. Got it. Okay. When you receive First Communion, that's really going to be like getting the green juice, because Jesus himself is going to come into our hearts. And Jesus, for all of you guys who haven't done it yet, it's going to be so beautiful because God himself is going to come inside of us and live in there in a very special way every time we receive communion. And he's there so that we can start to live holy lives. For all of you guys on this half who already received communion, we have a challenge. Because you and I, there's a difference between just kind of receiving communion, just okay, whatever, and really paying attention and receiving him well. And talking to Jesus and trying to have a relationship with Jesus, like our friend who comes inside of us and wants to live with us. Because if we don't receive Jesus well and we're just distracted, we're going to miss out on most of what he wants to give us. But if we really try to talk to him and make it a living encounter with him every time we receive him in communion, then he's going to start changing us and he's going to start making us more and more into saints. And that is the only reason why you and I even exist, so that you and I can become saints. To be a saint is to be like a superhero in the spiritual life. And every person in this church has the power, if we let Jesus help us, to be the superhero. But we can't do it on our own. We need God's help. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.